millionaires want you to know.
And good morning. This is the Think and Grow Rich Mastermind Show on Saturday. We are here every Saturday morning talking about the principles of Think and Grow Rich. This morning we're going to present Ann McNeil, the Master Builder, Building Masterminds. And we're going to talk about a new subject today. We're going to talk about the 10th step to riches, and that is the mystery of sexual transmutation. So this morning, I would like to open the line for Ann McNeil. Good morning, Ann.
Well, good morning, Sharon Jackson and all of our callers. This is a first because we are recording this show while I am in the airport. And instead of canceling the show, I decided to do it anyway and invite some friends on to join us as we discuss the power of transmitting your sexual transmutation. And very simply, we're going to go to a commercial first, and then we're going to invite our guests and friends on to share with us about their experience on transmitting their energy, sexual energy, into another major purpose, passion, or mission. How do you do that? What does it look like? What does it feel like? So when you think about your energy, energy comes in many forms. And so right after the commercial break, we're going to dive into the conversation. As Napoleon Hill suggests, sexual transmutation and transferring that energy can increase your goals and your activity in terms of your effectiveness. All right, so hang in here with us while we go to one of our commercials.
You're listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
And we are back. We're back talking about the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, where he was asked by Andrew Carnegie to take 20 years of his life to research the most successful individuals living during their time. And as a part of that research that took place, Napoleon Hill did an additional research as he talked about and looked at, and of course I'm in the airport, so for those of you that's listening live, this is live, all right? So bear with me as we listen to this airport announcement in the background. But as Napoleon Hill talked about researching the most successful individuals, he came upon the theory of how many of the most successful individuals found that they became more successful after the age of 45 and 50. And the reason for that was because they began to learn how do you transmute that energy into another form. And very simply, he says, the meaning of the word transmute is, in simple language, the changing or transferring of one element or form of energy into another. The emotion of sex brings into being a state of mind. Because of ignorance on the subject, this state of mind is generally associated with the physical. And because of improper influences to which most people have been subjected, in acquiring knowledge of sex, things essentially physical have highly biased the mind. The emotion of sex has back of it the possibility of three constructive potentialities, and they are these, he states. The perpetuation of mankind, we're familiar with that. The maintenance of health as a therapeutic agency, we're familiar with that. The transformation of mediocrity into genius through transmutation into genius. And so we're going to invite our guests on, Sharon Jackson, LaWanda, and some others are calling in to talk about how their thoughts can be transferred into passion, their purpose, their mission when you think about being over the age of 45 and sometimes over the age of 50 and really learning how to transfer that energy. So LaWanda, and Sharon Jackson. We also have Thomasina Williams on, and we also have Robin Donaldson and possibly Ursula. Good morning, ladies. How are you this morning?
Good morning.
All right. Well, this is a psychological shift
from even though I wasn't in a homeless shelter anymore, and I wasn't quite where I needed to be.
All right, continue. All right, well, let's go ahead and start with LaWanda. Good morning.
Interesting point.
Good morning.
About how people don't.
Can you hear me?
But another subtext of what I hear from your story is.
Can you hear me this morning?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So we're starting with me. So the first reading, what I've understood and what I'm understanding is how do we transfer that desire that we have into our goals as we're focusing daily on the picture and framing the goal of the future. So for me, it's in construction and taking that passion and that energy that I have to go out and seek and enrich and make sure that I'm identifying not only the resources but the mastermind group to help move forward and putting that same energy that we have used throughout time, not realizing, which was that sexual energy of going out and recognizing that the tone of voice, my posture and carriage in my body, the vibrations of thought and my body adornment are all things that tie in together when I'm out seeking to grow and think, to actually think and grow rich. And that it really starts from that simple beginning, which we learned when we were younger, and that's that handshake, that touch. And recognizing that I need to stay open and recognize the feelings that I have. Because sometimes you can meet someone and you have an immediate attraction. An attraction can be not a physical sexual attraction, but an attraction of their intelligence. But also your instincts will tell you to stay and step away from certain individuals. Because in their spirit, it doesn't line up with yours.
Yes, now I deserve to be rich. But as Andrew Carnegie says, you cannot become rich without enriching others. So, decision to become wealthy.
LaWanda, thank you so very much for that. And now we'll go to Robin, Donaldson, and or Ursula. Good morning, ladies. Your thoughts?
Good morning. This is Ursula.
Thank you.
This is an interesting subject for me because I've had death in the family and of a spouse, and what I found as, I guess, an introvert, there, you know, I get my energy from being alone sometimes, but I get enjoyment from being with other people. When I was going through that process, I found that my grieving process was to get a lot of work done. I wasn't really interested in talking to a whole lot of people, but I got a lot of work done. And all of the conversations that I had with my loved one, ended up being motivation in the actions that I was taking. And all the words of wisdom started coming back and whatever. So for me, when the loss of someone can be transferred into that positive energy, if in fact that's where you want to take it. I grieve like anybody else, but I find enjoyment in taking those memories and moving them into something that is of value. And I've done some of my best work when I'm just totally focused because I have no one else there to go to the parties with, to go traveling with, or do whatever. It's just, okay, it's me in the book, me in the words, me in the actions that I'm taking. So that to me is a transferring of that kind of energy that is enjoyable, but you can't sit and wallow in not having it when you don't have it.
Now, that's powerful. That is powerful. So how do you manifest that into some kind of if you will, the book calls it sexual transmutation. He's suggesting that you are then transferring that energy into another form. Would you agree with that?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Okay, all right.
And it means that there are times when then we would be going on long trips or we would, you know, sitting and talking or sitting and watching a movie, whatever the case may be, there's a whole block of time that now is freed up to either cry, sad movies, or go do something that's going to be useful to someone.
Wow, that's empowering. That is empowering. And if I may ask, by any chance, are you over the age of 50?
Oh, yeah. in fact, when you were talking about that, it's so funny because on my 50th, no, not that one. Yeah, it was. Okay. No, it was my 40th. On my 40th birthday, what happened is that I wrote a book I wrote some poems and what have you, and I took it to someone to help me figure out what to do with it. And so the person said he could meet me on May 5th, Wednesday. I said, no, not that day. It's going to be May 6th. You're going to be my birthday present to me. And so on my birthday, I started a totally different journey, and that is where I am right now.
All right. Well, thank you so very much. We're going to go to a quick commercial break, and we're going to come back and continue this conversation with Sharon Jackson, Lawana, and Ursula. This is exciting. Sex transmutation. And if you are under the age of 50, there's still time for you to learn how to transfer your energy right where you are, because it's really just a changing of the mindset from one form of energy to another.
For more information, you are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program. You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
All right, and we are back, and we are preparing to wrap up our show. And I want to thank all of our callers and listeners for coming in on a short blog talk show today talking about sex transmutation. We originally had scheduled not to have a show today, But since we are committed to having a show every single week, regardless of travel or not, I decided to have a show anyway. So thank you so very much for joining us. And we're going to go ahead and wrap up our show. Ladies, thank you, and we'll see you next time. Think and grow rich, mastermind as you mastermind your sexual transmutation. Thank you. Bye.
You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.